Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings. I'm Kim Wilson, your relationship expert. Thank you for joining me. Today, we're talking about how to have an amazing holiday. We are in the midst of the 2018 holiday season. On one end, some people are feeling festive and cheerful. They have created lists and checked it twice. On the other end, there are some people experiencing the holiday blues. What are the holiday blues and what creates it? Well, it's a feeling of unhappiness. It's a feeling of emptiness for some, loneliness, a sense of dread, just not looking forward to all the cheerfulness, the music, and everything that comes along with the holiday season. And usually the folks experiencing the holiday blues, honey, they are looking for that period to just fly by as soon as possible. And what triggers that feeling is usually when somebody does not have what they want. And that can be anything. Not having a loved one may have passed on because of death. So their absence may create the holiday blues because it's another season, another holiday that you are without somebody you want in your presence. Or even if you're going through a divorce, you want your family together and it's not together the way that you want it together. So that can cause you to feel a little blue as well because you're not sitting at the table laughing and eating together. So something that you want is missing. You can be an empty nester. You know, your children have gone on to college and they chose not to come home for the holiday because they have found their new friends, a new group of people that they belong to, and they just want to be with their friends. And a lot of times when we're 19 and 20 years old and when we're on that path of self-discovery, we want to be with our friends sometimes. Not that we love our family any less, but people, sometimes our younger children, younger people, they want to be with their friends. Another thing that can cause the holiday blues when you don't have peace, you're stressed out, you're worried. Sometimes when people don't have enough of what they want, such as money or even material items, you're thinking, you know, I thought I would have been further along this year than I was. I find myself in the same place that I was last year and 2 years ago, and I don't feel happy about that. I don't want to hear the Christmas music because it's another reminder of what I don't have. It's another reminder that I don't have something that I want. And here's another one. Here's a big one, too. One of the reasons why people avoid being around family and they actually get the holiday blues when they think about being around family, because what's missing that they want is respect, acceptance, and love. What happens during the holiday season sometimes when family get together for the first time in a long time or all year, we can have some of that lighthearted teasing. That lighthearted teasing really can crush a person's spirit. And I think I highly recommend that we go into the holiday, if we're gathering with family or breaking bread, having dinner, it's to really be aware of lighthearted teasing, what we say to people. Sometimes we're teasing people about stuff that happened 20 years ago, and for that other person, it's not so funny. Actually, they don't even want to be reminded of that. And actually, we're teasing them about something that may have actually been traumatic for them. I was at a restaurant earlier this week, and it seems like a family was gathering for a holiday party. They had all of their Christmas gifts on a couple of chairs, and I heard people saying, is Uncle such and such coming? So I'm not quite sure, but it seemed to like they were having a holiday party. But I remember seeing one lady, an older lady, on one end of the table. She was talking to a gentleman at the other end, and she said, I'm going to throw this menu at you. And she raised the menu as she like she was going to throw it. And I saw the look that the guy gave her. She was laughing, but he was not. And it seemed like his whole body language just changed and he tensed up. So, but she kept going on and on with this lighthearted teasing. And eventually I saw him get up and go outside and somebody followed him. And I thought, that's interesting. There's a real possibility some of that lighthearted teasing was really getting under his skin. So one of the ways that we can get through the holiday season, well, actually four ways we can get through the holiday season and avoid all of that if we operate within four principles. There is a book, I read it several years ago when it came out. It's called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And these are principles that if we operate within them, we can experience joy and happiness on a more consistent basis. And usually when we are not experiencing joy and happiness, or even the holiday blues, we may be outside of these principles. And just being aware of when these principles are not being followed, then we know how to check ourselves, self-regulate, and get in order. So the first principle is be impeccable with your word. Being impeccable with your word means to have integrity, to say what you mean and to mean what you say, to use the power of your word to help people and not hurt them. So when you think about somebody, and let me just back up a little bit, being impeccable with your word is also means to not speak ill of yourself, not to put yourself down. So when we think about the holiday table, when we think about gathering with family, when somebody walks through the door, if we say, "Hello, it's so wonderful to see you." That's one thing. If we decide to greet somebody like we did when we were 12, "Hello, butthead, come on in." Well, that's a whole different greeting. And even though you're thinking the other person, they are okay with it, but still you have other people in the room. Just hearing the word butthead may scratch their ear. So just being conscious and no, I know some could hear that and say, "Oh, that's just going too far. It was just teasing." Remember, a lot of times it is the lighthearted teasing that creates bad feelings and can cause tension among family members. So be impeccable with your word. If somebody is not in the room, if they have not arrived at the house yet, not speaking ill of them, bringing up old stuff because they are not there. And even if they were there, if hearing that would hurt their feelings, well, it should not be said. I remember seeing an interview with Maya Angelou, and she talked about how she had a dinner party at her house, and there were a couple of people speaking ill of somebody. And she stepped right in and said, no, not in my house. And she asked them to leave because it was her expectation and her requirement for people to be impeccable with their word, to be honest, and to use their words to help others, to uplift them and not hurt them. So that is a beautiful way to get through the holiday season, just even with that one agreement to be impeccable with your word. The second agreement is don't take anything personal. I really love that because the second agreement is based on nothing that others do is because of you. What other people say and do, it is a projection from within. It's what they're already feeling, what's sitting in their belly. It's coming from their own reality. So a lot of times we take things personal and it doesn't have anything to do with us. So somebody may be having a bad day. They walked in the house already in a good mood, in a bad mood. So if they walked in the house in a bad mood, remember what goes in must come out. So what's coming out of them have nothing to do with you. And just remembering that if a person can look you in the face and speak ill, look you in the face and be sarcastic, it's like, well, at that point, let me say a special prayer for you, because if you're walking around with all of that in your belly, with that sadness, that anger, that sarcasm, wow, how long has that been going on? That's not about you. I suggest not wasting any time owning that, because it's not yours to own. Own who you are, how you show up in the room. Don't take that personally. So if somebody, they look at you the wrong way, they speak to you the wrong way, that is something going on with them and not you. So don't take it personally. Agreement number two is don't make assumptions. A lot of times we experience drama, sadness, misunderstanding because we don't clear it up. We don't ask questions. We don't use our communication, the power of our communication, to clear things up. So don't make assumptions that somebody is still mad at you about something that happened 4 years ago. You always have the power to choose your response, to choose your reaction, to get in there, ask questions, or even use the power of your word to say, forgive me, I'll do better. I'm committed to being better. I feel better now. What happened 2 years ago, I was in a different place. And even if they choose not to forgive you, you get to forgive yourself, but not to move forward with making these assumptions. And sometimes, even if somebody is in a corner chatting and they get quiet, assuming that they're talking about you and they're not. And even if somebody make a statement and it feels like that statement is too close to home and they're trying to insinuate something, infer something, well, insinuating and feeling like a person is hinting, that's not the same as knowing for sure. Just knowing something for sure and making decisions based off facts and not assumptions. Remember, with great information, you can make some really great decisions. And the fourth agreement, I love this one, is do your best. If you do your best with the holiday season, you know, do your best for you. So if you know that you are experiencing the holiday blues, do something. Do your best to push out that feeling of blah and create a feeling of amazing. Now, your best is going to look different from moment to moment. If your leg hurts, if you have a headache, your best is not going to feel the same as if you're feeling the best you've ever felt in years. But just being committed to doing your best, saying your best. And when we operate within those four principles, we have just more than skyrocketed our chances to thinking amazing, feeling amazing, and being amazing. Because remember, when you think amazing, you feel amazing. And when you feel amazing, you do amazing things. It comes out in your behaviors, your choices, your gestures, and your language. To manage that feeling of the holiday blues, to have an amazing holiday, the only thing we have to do is just operate within those four principles. Be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personal. Don't make assumptions, and do your best. Listen, that's my time. It has been an amazing year for me. We're going to do one more podcast next week before we close out for 2018. I thank all of you for subscribing and following me and allowing me to show up in your inboxes or your podcast app. Thank you so much. If you haven't, this is your first time listening, don't forget to subscribe. You can find me in Stitcher, Google Music, and iTunes. You've been amazing. If anybody has not told you today, have a wonderful holiday. Onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.